I want to thank everyone for being here to witness my to witness my bar mitzvah. The reason why this bar mitzvah is so important to me is because I want to change my attitude and behavior and be responsible for my actions. I know that at times I haven't acted the way I should, but I want this to be a turning point in my life. Bar mitzvah means son of the commandment, and I want to begin setting aside my childish ways and begin to act like a young man. I want to thank God, my Creator, for this special day and allowing me to turn 14 and do my bar mitzvah. I would like to thank Eli Lashans for helping me with my Hebrew. He spent many hours teaching me how to read my Torah portion. It means a lot to me. I want to thank Rabbi Kel for his patience and wisdom in helping me to prepare me for this special day. I would especially like to thank my mother, who has always supported me and been there for me since the day I was born. I would like to thank Jan Goldberg for providing words of encouragement and supporting me throughout all my time in the congregation. I would like to thank Poe for making my keep on preparing the dance group for today. I would like to thank you all for being part of the special day. Quiero agradecerlos a todos hermanos y hermanas de la congregación, a mis familiares y a mis amigos que me han acompañado en este día especial. Bar mitzvah significa hijo del mandamiento, y es lo que estoy haciendo. Este día acepto mi responsabilidad de seguir a Dios y sus mandamientos todos los días de mi vida. This morning, the Torah portion of my bar mitzvah covers a topic in the Bible that is not a pleasant subject to talk about. Leviticus 13, verse 15, discusses leprosy, how to cleanse a home that has been defiled by mold, and how to cleanse your body from bodily discharges. I thought, wow, this is going to be hard to find something to talk about. It was either mold, bodily discharges, or leprosy. I decided to speak about leprosy because it is a picture of an important truth. It is mentioned over 68 times in the Bible, 55 times in the Old, and 13 times in the New Covenant. Leprosy is called tzara'a in Hebrew and means scaly. It has affected humanity for thousands of years. The Torah provides some detailed instructions how to deal with this deadly disease. Let me read Leviticus chapter 13, verse 1 to 4. Adonai said to Moshe and Aaron, if someone develops on his skin a swelling scab or a bright spot, which could develop into this disease, he is to be brought to Aaron, the Kohen, or to one of his sons, the priests. The Kohen is to examine the sore on his skin. If the hair on the sore is turning white and the sore appears to go deep into the skin, and after examining him, the Kohen is to declare him unclean. The Kohen will examine him, and if he sees that the scab has spread on his skin, then the Kohen will declare him unclean. It is tzara'at. In verse 45, the one with tzara'at who has the plague mark should wear torn clothes and let his hair hang loose. He is to cover his upper lip and cry, unclean, unclean. All the days during which the plague is on him, he will be unclean. He is unclean. He is to dwell alone outside the camp, will be his dwelling. Leprosy was contagious. This is one of the reasons why a person affected with this disease was isolated until he or she was declared unclean. People with leprosy experience disfigurements of their skin and bones, twisting of the limbs, curling of the fingers to form a claw hand. Facial charges include thickening of the outer ear, collapsing of the nose. People with leprosy even lose their ability to feel pain. Let me read a quote describing leprosy. Leprosy was called the scourge of the ancient world. Nothing brought more fear, more dread, or more revulsion than the sight of these walking dead. That is what a leper was called, a walking dead man. The smell of his decaying flesh would announce his coming long before the tattered scraps on his clothing would be seen on his raspy, unclean, unclean announcement. He was required to declare could be heard. The stumbling of shuffle of toeless feet, the wandering of sightless eyes, and the moan of cheekless mouths all pointed to leprosy, this unseen attacker that slowly destroyed human bodies and made individuals untouchable to society. But then Yeshua came, when the untouchable was touched by Yeshua. Immediately, the leprosy left him, and he was healed. Yeshua freely touched people with leprosy, healing many, even knowing they were unclean. While people with leprosy were shunned by their family and community, Yeshua broke this practice and treated lepers with love and compassion and mercy. Let me read Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 45. A man afflicted with Tzara'at came to Yeshua and begged him on his knees. If you are willing, you can make me clean. Moved with pity, Yeshua reached out his hand and touched him and said, I am willing to be clean, to be cleansed. Instantly, the Tzara'at left him and he was cleansed. Can you imagine what happened to a leper who was touched by Yeshua? His feet, toeless stubs, suddenly grew back. The knobs on his hand grew fingers right before his eyes. Suddenly his hair, eyebrows, eyelashes appeared. His ears and nose were restored. His skin was clean and soft. Can you hear the man crying? I'm clean. I'm clean. Leprosy is a graphic picture of the spiritual defilement of sin. Sin is ugly. Loathsome, incorrigible, and contaminated. It separates men from God and makes them outcasts. The instructions given to the priests in Leviticus 13 helps us understand the nature of sin. Sin is inside us deeper than the skin. Sin also spreads. Sin always defiles and isolates, just as lepers' garments are fit only for the fire. So those who die clothed in sin will burn forever. God tells us that we are sinful the moment we are born. In order to be clean, we need salvation. Psalms 51 says, indeed, I was guilty when I was born. I was sinful when my mother conceived me. The physical realm, Adonai, doesn't want diseases to spread among us. We have seen in our time a lot of diseases affecting humanity in different parts of the world. That is one of the reasons why the Bible clearly identifies what is clean and what is unclean, what foods to eat and what we shouldn't abstain of, what practices are allowed and what is not allowed, what is good and what is bad. The spiritual sense, God instructs us to keep ourselves set apart from sin. We should be careful to look for symptoms that might be signs of sin in our lives. Symptoms like bitterness, envy, gossipness, rebelliousness, and disobedience. Drunkenness, or even small things like stress and worry. We are called to be responsible to check our own lives, not to keep an eye on those around us and point out their sins, but to show how to be clean by the stripes of Yeshua, our Messiah. The covenant records the story of many lepers who were healed by Yeshua. The lesson to be learned from this is that sin defiles us in the sight of God, but through Yeshua we can be healed of the plague of sin that separates us from God. God hates sin. Sin bans us from His presence, because God will not allow sinful man to dwell in His sight. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2 says, "Your sin has made a separation between you, you and your God. Sin has hidden His face from you." This is why Yeshua died and paid the penalty for us, for our sins, that we can be clean and live in His presence forever. In Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19, Yeshua healed 10 lepers in one time. One of the 10 came back and thanked Yeshua and praised Adonai for healing him. And he was a foreigner. Yeshua said, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." Your faith and humbling ourselves before a holy God that makes us well. On this special day of my bar mitzvah, I want to thank Adonai for my salvation and making me clean and whole. Let me close the bar mitzvah with a prayer. Adonai, on this solemn and sacred day, which marks my passage into young manhood, I humbly raise my eyes and declare with honesty and truthfulness that from this day forward, I will do my best to observe all your commandments and determine to bear the responsibilities of my actions towards you. From the time of my birth, I was brought into your sacred covenant with Israel through my spiritual father, Abraham, forefather. Today, I'm formally entering in as an active and responsible member of your holy congregation before my family, friends, and all before you. Avenu Makenu, my father, my kin, listen to this humble prayer as a young man and grant me your gracious blessing so that my earthly life may continue by your great mercies. Teach me the way of your commandments, that I may observe them and faithfully carry out your laws. Cause my heart to love and fear your holy name. Give me strength to face the dangers that lie upon this path I'm choosing to walk. Deliver me from temptation so that I may observe your holy laws and commandments. May I walk as a true son of Yeshua. Do not let this book of law depart from my mouth or from my heart. I pray that I will meditate upon it day and night so that I may be careful to do everything written in it, so that I will be prosperous and have good success in life, and that every day I will trust in and gladly proclaim, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is alone, is one, and I will love the Lord with all my heart, soul, and strength. In the name of Yeshua, my Messiah and Lord. Amen.